You are listening to 840 Cypher Radio. 840 means it's time, people, and peacekeeping is talking about the war on drugs. 420 is legendary in the cannabis community already. It's the time for recreation and fun. 840 means it's later in the day, and that's about the workers and the war torn. PEACE is an acronym. It stands for Prohibition Era Agriculturalists, Activists, and Arrested Cannabis Entrepreneurs. Fancy words for growers, people that make things from cannabis, and the dealers who've been on the front lines. As of right now, the United States government has given their consent to the cannabis industry. The war on drugs no longer makes sense after the 2018 legalization of industrial hemp, because there are people lining up to make millions. Our vision is positive identities for peace. There is a mandate that they be accepted in this industry as they've helped to build it and have sustained their livelihoods. We believe that hemp can revitalize communities ravaged by the long-term and large-scale war on drugs through peacekeeping. So welcome to 840 Cypher Radio. It's time. All across the program, we're going to be talking about the way that the United States government is working with the consent that they've authorized to produce cannabis sativa in the form of hemp. We're going to be talking about the protections that need to be in place if you're going to make a business out of it. And again, just everywhere, we're going to be talking about the goodness of hemp, its uses, hemp-based products, what hemp is doing in communities in terms of economics, in terms of improving soil health, companies that are hiring people that know how to grow hemp or cannabis, events where hemp culture is going to be featured. But more importantly, we want you focused on the consent that has been issued, that it be carried forth in an impartial manner, and that the war on drugs is over. The use of force is obsolete. You are listening to 840 Cypher Radio.
Sometimes just gotta get away, get away.
Zanebeats.com.
We'll go. I know a place where we can go to get away. No one knows. We'll just blow, we'll just blow. And get away. We'll just blow as high as we can go.
Down to the yellow indicator. Time for a fresh pack of raw papers. Rolling a crutch, keep it all stable. And Lord knows it's been hard when the odds are against you making your value able. Went from making a living to making a killing. Now it's back to making do. So I do dabble in dealings. Good intentions thrown in the blender with misadventures and ill visions. Feeding through life's placenta. Eating my porridge by the tree of knowledge. Inhaling the pollen and the histamine blockage. I can see the fate clearly through the eye of Halley's Comet. The opposite of rockets. Down to earth, but with its worth, but prepared to be a moving target. I keep my head on the swivel in a zone of my own as I roam on. Maybe a little paranoia, but through seeds sown in soil, I sprout these and roll up another one.
Zanebeats.com.
I know a place where we can go to get away. No one knows. We'll just blow, we'll just blow. And get away. We'll just blow, we'll just blow. As high as we can go.
Testify, let me testify. God so good, help me touch the sky. I said, testify, let me testify. God so good, help me touch the sky. I said, I need a parachute, I never been up so high. He said, from here you pick a place to spend the rest of your life. It was a godly view, I was so confused. He said, soon your legacy is gonna fly the coop. And I was thinking, God, wing doors on DeLoreans. Wait, Lord, it's glorious. I hope we got enough road to reach 88. He said, roads, you said roads. Where we going, you probably never use those, son. You're the future like the moon is out. When society's clock is winding down, it's on you to move them out. Life is hard, so take the easy route. You can be all you can be, but it's all in what you be about. Out.
Thanks, Kay. Yeah, we're down here in Richmond, Virginia at the Nutty Buttery Cafe. It's a new coffee shop and ice cream parlor that opened in the Carver District. We want to thank Charlene Baylor for opening her doors to 840 Hemp Culture and Hemp Research Group. Down here, it's like a community hub, so we decided to come and research to see if it's a good spot to introduce some hemp-based products and gifts. They have ice cream, they have sorbet, they have vegan friendly meals, they have wine and spirits here. So we're down here having an ice cream social. It's hot outside. We're inside chilling. You should be chilling too. Come through. We're at the Nutty Buttery in Carver. It has something for everyone.
We are, in fact, down here at Nutty Buttery Cafe in Carver. The first segment that we're going to introduce is called The Grind. Now, The Grind breaks down race and injustice and part of the peacekeeping movement. And it's basically the stuff you need to be contemplating if you want to keep peace in the cannabis culture. If we want to keep those prohibition era agriculturalists, activists, and arrested cannabis entrepreneurs in this industry, then we have to grind it up, y'all. Break it down on race and injustice. So that's a great track. You know, while we were listening to that, we were chopping it up about the legislation, and you know, I want to get to that in a second.
I want to
say that. All right. Well, then, what do you think, Rob?
I mean, you know, if you want to break down the lyric, you know. Went from making the went from making the living to making a killing, and now it's back to making do. So I do dabble in dealings. You know, that's, you know, I had a great, great job and then got laid off and then had to figure out, well, you know, I still gotta make ends meet for the family. Everything would be probably totally different. But you know, there's a lot of people that I know personally that are still doing some of the things, some of the
dabbling.
Yeah, exactly. Some of the dabbling, you know, that I had to do at that time. And
yeah, it ain't nothing wrong though, bro. But, you know, what it's like what we're talking about. There's a positive identity out there for you. There's a whole cannabis industry developing at this point. So, you know, it's time.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that's why we call this podcast here at 840 Cypher Radio. And it's just time for people to know that there are positive identities available for prohibition era agriculturalists, activists, and
for my peacekeeping.
Arrested cannabis entrepreneurs. Exactly. You got it. I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for that feedback.
Yeah, trying to make sure that they, you know, that they know about this.
And you know, we just got into it while y'all were listening to the track. We already down into it. We in the grind. According to HB 1839 and Senate Bill 1692, that's legislation that went into effect on March the 21st. It eliminated the requirement that hemp be grown for research purposes, and it permitted the commercial production of hemp. So the sponsor today, Hemp Research Group, they realized that, hey, we got to get the word out. We've got to help people get in on the ground floor while this thing is new and see what the opportunities are, get people involved. Okay, but realistically, to legally possess hemp plants, viable seed, and by viable seed, I mean the kind you can grow.
Right.
You know, they got that kind you can get in the grocery store and sprinkle on your salad, and that's tasty if you've never had it like that, by the way, y'all. But the microgreens, which I know is one of the things that, you know, might be popular in a place like Nutty Buttery.
Right.
But in order to have any of those things, you have to have credentials, you have to register with the state. And, you know, the law permits you to use these forms of cannabis sativa, but, you know, everybody's got to be told. Everybody, we got to get the word out.
Nobody knows.
I know, right? Right. So Hemp Research Group is doing the thing, letting everybody know 840 Hemp Culture. They're doing promotions, letting everybody know this podcast is going to join in. So these are all peacekeepers. We got a peacekeeper nation. So that's the grind, y'all. You know what I mean? For something that became effective in March, we got to keep on talking about it. It's like Juneteenth. Remember, you know how Juneteenth, like the reason we celebrate Juneteenth is because it took, you know, from April to June, you know, for everybody to find out that slavery was over.
Right.
So we doing it like that out here, y'all. We doing it like that. So that's the grind. That's the grind. We are live here with Blunt, world acclaimed author, producer, creative genius extraordinaire. So glad you were able to come out today. And we talked to everybody a lot about what's changing in Virginia and the cannabis sativa space.
I'm excited. I'm super excited.
You know that are either, that have been doing this since the Prohibition era, since the war on drugs?
I'd say about seven.
So, you know, at least seven people who know this from an agriculture perspective, or they know it from a making product perspective. They may know it from a delivery or connection perspective, and they would just simply need to get legal to start a business, or to, you know, potentially capitalize on $1 million industry.
And if you had a message for them that you thought could help them understand that now it's time for them to have a positive identity, what would it be?
Just do it.
I want to, you know, go on to our next segment, and I'm going to introduce y'all to somebody that I just recently met and hope to have him on the show, you know, very, very shortly. But I also just want to give a big up to Cliff Slady. This man said, if I don't make $43,560 an acre, I'm not planting it. When I asked him about hemp, you know, he here's what he had to say.
I mean, in order for it to maintain profitability, it has to grow. You have to reinvest. You can't sit on what you make. When I finish this in August, guess what's going in here? Hemp. I'm going to put a hemp in here at a 4x4 spacing. The market that they have right now in hemp, a high of $600 per plant and a low of $300. Well, the $600 price is $100,000 an acre. I do the math, folks. It's simple.
So that's words of wisdom, everybody, from Clifton Slade. And he focuses on intensive organic gardening methods for crop and seed production. While we were out there, we saw the cultivation of hemp going into the field for CBD. We saw cloning going on. We saw innovation where he's, you know, creating new systems so that it's exactly what he needs. And we also got an opportunity to meet some Prohibition era agriculturalists out there and who are given their expertise and operation to be successful. So here's to our hemp hero, Clifton Slade, third generation farmer in Virginia. Thanks for listening to 840 Cypher Radio. And next week's Hemp Hero, we're going to be talking to Full Spectrum Hydroponics. And you guys come on back and listen. Peacekeeper Nation, it's 8:55, and that means it's time for me to go. This is Kay Jamison coming to you live from Nutty Buttery at 701 West Clay Street in Richmond, Virginia. Thank you. This is 840 Cypher Radio. To find out more about getting involved in the hemp industry, reach out to Hemp Research Group, LLC on the web, 840 Hemp Culture, on social media or Black Family Land Trust, www.bflt.org.